Hello, Abby. It's lovely to be here.
So good to have you. Now, today you're here so that we can talk about something special. Along with your Meet the Authors event that you had a couple months ago, you're now doing a different event workshop type thing that is happening this weekend. Can you just tell me a little bit specifically about why you're here today and more about the workshops that are happening this weekend?
Yes. I'm running a workshop called Women Thriving with Purpose, and the group City Women North Queensland asked me if I would run this workshop for them. And the workshop is about helping women look at the future and the life that they would like to have, their hopes and dreams, and seeing that they are possible, that we can plan and take steps to have the life we want to have. So that's what I'll be doing this Saturday.
Many of our listeners are probably familiar with City Women North Queensland because a couple months ago, we advertised that they were putting together PACs for women in the community.
Yes, and City Women would really like to thank Live FM and the community, our listeners, who helped contribute to 122 care PACs for women and children experiencing homelessness or doing it tough.
Now, you're teaming up with them for these workshops, and I really liked when I saw this come through. You and I had talked a little bit about this just a little bit ago, but I have been a part of not the same type of workshops, but similar talks and workshops on the importance of planning for your future. Can you just break down a little bit about what it will be like to go into these workshops, what you will be focusing on, and what we'll get to do is those that will be coming to the workshop?
Sure. What I do is I get every woman who comes to look at what personal values are important to them and also what are their strengths, and then do these align with the life you're currently living, or how can we work towards them being in alignment so that you can follow your passions? So whether that's we create a vision board where we can put pictures from magazines, inspirational verses or quotes, things that inspire us in the areas that we're wanting to work on. So it could be around your health and fitness, it could be around family, it could be around your job and career, it could be about a future holiday or future finances. But the idea is that it's all doable and possible, particularly if we've got a vision for that in our future. Yeah. So we try to align what our passions are, how can we move towards those and create that future.
Can you break down a little bit of the importance of having that physical vision board that helps you focus on some of those goals?
I suppose a lot of people are visual, and if you've got a reminder that you can have stuck on your fridge or stuck on a wall that you would see every day, several times a day, that's going to remind you that that's right, I'm working towards this, I'm making progress, I'm getting closer, it's possible.
I did tell you that I actually used to do that. I used to create vision boards out of like magazine clippings and scrapbooking, and I really like that it was like a physical representation of where I was at as well as where I was going. You could always see the progress, and then there were times that you sometimes maybe had to adjust what your goals were, but I like that this is a very good foundation that we get to start, that we get to create by going to your workshop and then seeing where it is that we need to go. Now, you had talked to me as you had come in that your book, Living by Faith, actually has two chapters that cover a little bit about this as well. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Yes, in my book, there's a chapter called Following Your Passions, and it challenges readers to think about what are they really passionate about in life and what would they like to do more of. And there's a chapter about future focus, which is looking at what steps of faith would it take to be living the life they really wanted to live. So from writing the book, I was challenged to how can I take the next step to help people do those things, to take the next step of faith and to live following their passions. So whether that's to do with ministry and your spiritual life and growing in faith, whether that's around how you have time in your family, whether it's around having time for yourself, whether it's to do with your career and your calling and what you're going to be doing. It's all of those things.
Yep, that's so good. Now, obviously, you're a woman who has put this into practice, both from, you know, the chapters from your book that talk about it specifically. Have you physically made your own vision board as well?
Yes, I made one a couple of months ago, just before I ran a workshop for another church in town. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I've headed it, Live the Life You Love, Love the mm-hmm. Life You Live.
Yep.
And I've outline some of the things I'm most passionate about, which include mentoring and public speaking, encouraging others. I've also got some pictures of, you know, beautiful scenes in nature because I like to spend time there because I feel really close to God in nature, mm-hmm. replenishing my soul and spirit, and also doing some physical activity in those places seems to be really good for me. And then I have a number of inspirational quotes and sayings that motivate me, and that's a reminder. And then interestingly, when I ran this workshop just last weekend, I thought, oh, I probably need to add a few more things, which just tells me how we change over time.
Yeah.
I thought, gee, I'd really like something about my home being an oasis and a place of welcome for people. And I didn't have anything about my home on that particular vision board. So it's an evolving thing, but I suppose what is useful is that at a point in time, this is what you're working towards, and knowing it is possible that there are, you know, it might be a big picture goal and you're not sure how you're going to get there, but that's where someone could come alongside you as a mentor or a coach and just help and encourage you. Well, what are the next steps? What would be the first step towards where you want to be?
Oh, that's so good. Now, you've actually run these workshops a couple of times. Can you just talk a little bit about how they went? And even if you have any like stories or just comments about like other women who have worked on their vision board and some of the things that you've seen maybe on theirs, to just for those that are listening that are encouraged and want to go to the workshops, it might just get their brains working ahead of time is what I'm thinking. And like you said, like you can always add on to it or adjust it, but it might get them really in that sweet spot before they go to the workshop.
Sure. What I love is that every board is totally different because we're all unique and have specific things that are individual to ourselves. I suppose I was really challenged with one board I saw where a person had put, found a clipping that said 250K, which is a lot of money.
Mm.
And she was wanting it not for herself, but so that she could bless others and be able to encourage others and not be in a spirit of poverty. But wow. She was really wanting to have money available to, yeah, support ministries, be a blessing. And this lady was of retirement age, so she'd stopped working, but that was still one of her goals, was to be able to bless others.
Wow.
And I found that really inspiring.
Yeah.
Another person's board was a lot more around a season of looking after themselves and had some pictures of healthy foods and healthy eating and exercise and a lot of things about self-care for a period of time as a period of recovery after a tough time. And that was her goal for the next 6 months, to be really taking care of herself. And this picture was going to remind her of the things she could do to take care of herself. Other people have had pictures about how important family is and wanting to have times with their family. So whether that was meals or holidays or just very focused on family and just being reminded that that was a priority and that was important.
Yeah.
For another person, it was about travel and places they'd like to go in the future. So it can be different and unique to every person.
Yeah.
I suppose what I found really interesting recently was some people that came to my workshop were like, oh, I don't like crafty things. I'm not sure I can do this. But once they got a hold of what it's about, they actually really enjoyed it and were quite surprised how much they loved being able to put their vision down onto a piece of cardboard and come away with something to remind them.
Yeah, I really like that. There was two things I was thinking of when you were speaking. The first one is I'm a full-time volunteer, which a lot of the listeners know. So my husband and I, we get support by the people around us, the people that love us and want to get us to our goals, to where it is that we want to be in life. And one of the things that we were told last year was even in finances, you know, we have a certain amount that comes in and a certain amount that has to go out, right? The bills that we have to pay. But we were really encouraged to put the finances that we hoped for as well up, even if it's not where we're at, because then we always have a visualization of where we need to go, even when it comes to finances. And so a little off topic, but not really, but it just reminded me that it is good sometimes, even if it's finances for yourself or for someone else, to put what you hope for, because then you kind of know what you need to work towards and where you need to get.
Absolutely. And I think if you have a clear vision, it's easier to work towards, whereas when we're sort of vague and general and haven't got a clear picture for ourselves, yeah, you can feel like you're not really sure where you're going, and you might be following other people's ideas about what would be good for your life or other people's agendas rather than having a clear idea yourself. Actually, this is where I'm heading. This is why. This is what I'm doing.
You had also mentioned the idea of creativity. Now, I know a lot of people, even here in YWAM, which is where we're full-time volunteers, and Live FM, that are very crafty. So I initially was like, those are the people that I think will go. But I too am a little bit challenged by the idea that you don't have to be crafty to go. Because even when I did it, I liked doing crafts. I wouldn't say I'm good at being crafty, but it really is taking what's already in front of you and just putting it down as a way of like writing your goals, essentially the same idea, but in a more creative way. And so I do want to encourage the listeners as well. I'm not good at crafts, but it is as simple as finding something like, you know what your goal is. Is there a magazine clipping that goes along with that? Is there a Bible verse or a quote that can help encourage you in that area?
So certainly some of the vision boards I've seen have been nearly all words and writing. Mm. So just different phrases and sayings and headings.
Yep.
If that's what works for you, that's what works. Other people have found pictures from magazines, and I provide a lot of these resources. You don't have to bring material to the workshop. It's all provided. So whatever your preference is, hopefully we're able to cater for that in the creation of your board. If listeners did want to bring a photo or a picture or a favourite inspirational quote or saying or verse with them, they could, and they could include it on their board. But certainly I will have a lot of those sorts of inspirational sayings and verses available that can be cut out and put on.
Can you just give us the details of where the workshops will take place, the dates, the times this week for this weekend?
Yes, so this Saturday afternoon from 2:00 to 5:00 at the Mount Louisa Community Church on Bayswater Road is where the workshop is happening this weekend. An afternoon tea is being provided, and we do ask people to register beforehand if they can. There's a Humanitics link on the Facebook page for City Women North Queensland.
Yep. So for those tuning in, you can check out our Facebook page. We have shared that link, and you can click it and register. It gives an idea of numbers and for catering purposes and, of course, material. Thank you so much, Amanda, for coming in and seeing us again. And we so look forward to the event that's going to be happening this Saturday with City Women North Queensland at the Mount Louisa Community Church. We appreciate your time, and we hope that your event is a huge success.
Thank you so much, Abby.